monitoring the mountains of the West, parting the Pine Curtain of the East, and keeping watch over the prairies and hills in between. Here's your Texan in Chief, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is Pratt on Texas. Our Lone Star story of the day, election reform bill gets out of the Texas House Committee, and Herschel Walker has some useful, wise words on all the controversy on election integrity bills being ginned up by the left. Abbott holds a San Antonio press event calling for an illegal alien facility to be shut down due to some allegations. And P. Bush, George P. Bush, seriously, it says, thinking to challenge Paxton in the GOP primary for attorney general. But will the press remember his unethical behavior in office? Well, not until after a primary, of course. And kudos to Abilene's Mayor Williams on the hotel project and much other news, including Biden going for your guns in an indirect route. My friends, as always, it is a great day to be a Texan, and we are very proud to tell you that yesterday we announced that our new home on radio on the network in the big country in Abilene is the Monster FM station, Q Country 96.1, KORQ. I'm excited to be on the air in Abilene for my 15th year. That's right, mid-April makes the 15 years of providing the news and commentary of Texas. And I'm especially proud to be on a station that's Texan-owned and all about Texas, just like Pratt on Texas. And thank you to David Clement, the owner and manager of Q Country 96.1. He actually contacted me back before all this cancel culture stuff happened, wanting the show. That ought to tell you who he is. He said he's ecstatic to have Pratt on Texas on Q Country 96.1. Fits in with their classic country format. Of course, my bumpers do, but they do a lot of agriculture news. They really do a top job, and it's a fantastic powerhouse FM station, 96.1 FM. And today we announced our new radio home for the network in Lubbock, 98.7 FM and 1420 AM, KWBF, known as Walk by Faith Radio. And I just want you to know, Victor has been asking for me to be on his station since we were let go by the prevaricators. And Victor Flores, the owner there, all over social media publicly wanting Pratt on Texas. And that meant a lot, my friends. Now, 1420 AM is very powerful. It's not as big a signal. There's not anybody as the old prevaricators have in the region, but it does push out past the immediately surrounding counties. So it covers big. And then 98.7 FM, I think they have the single best FM translator. That's what they call it when you have an FM signal for your AM in Lubbock. And it pushes all the way. I can listen to that all the way to the Floridata Country Club. I can listen to it way past Anton on that way and on FM clearly. So we're very glad that Walk by Faith Radio, KWBF, 98.7 FM and 1420 AM is the new home of Pratt on Texas in Lubbock in the South Plains. All these broadcasts begin Monday, the 19th of April. 19 April, my friends, and we're very glad. And thank you to Victor and for having us on his station, and we really appreciate it. Now, today in Texas history, in 1861, the legislature voted to give Cynthia Ann Parker a league of land and $100 a year for 5 years. You remember she's the one that had been captured by a Comanche as a young girl and then recovered. And it's also in 1893 when 10 Texas women issued a call for a statewide woman suffrage convention. Unfortunately, with our lack of public education these days, many people don't know suffrage. S-U-F-F-R-A-G-E means the right to vote. And that was in 1893. By the way, don't forget the big vote in Lubbock is coming up. And Project Destiny needs your help. ProjectDestinyLubbock.com. That's where you can go find out info about block walking and working to turn out the vote for the big pro-life ordinance in Lubbock. Election Day is Saturday, May 1st. Early voting begins the day we return to radio airwaves, April 19th. So you need to get in touch with them and put your time and efforts in ProjectDestinyLubbock.com. Now, my friends, let's jump to the legislature. House Committee did approve the I told you we had the right guy as the chairman this time in the Elections Committee, Representative Briscoe Kane. They approved House Bill 6 on election reform. None of the Democrats voted for it because apparently they want fraud. Seems like 90% or more of the fraud comes from their side. Here's what the bill does, and this is in the words of Chuck Lindell, a liberal at the Statesman. And ask yourself, in any of this, where's a barrier to voting for anybody? Bar election officials, that's right, it's a restriction on election officials, not voters, from removing poll watchers who are appointed under the law now by a party or a candidate, usually somebody on the ballot, from polling places except for when they commit crimes related to the conduct of an election. That's good. Create new crimes for election officials who turn away poll watchers or obstruct the view of poll watchers. Well, that's just protecting everybody, because every minority and minority group and Democrat group appoints poll watchers too. Don't they want to watch the count and make sure those evil Republicans don't cheat in Republican counties? Requires people who help voter assistants to fill out a ballot to submit a document listing their name, address, relationship to the voter, and reasons why help was necessary. That's fine. We've always had to have them sign an affidavit of assistance. Ban getting paid or offering compensation for depositing. By the way, that doesn't restrict a voter now, does it? Just says if you're going to do this help, which often is a spot for fraud, that you got to let us know who you are. Ban getting paid or offering compensation for depositing mail-in ballots or helping voters fill out an absentee ballot, which already is very restricted under law, always has been, even under Democrats. This is against the folks that do ballot harvesting. Doesn't prevent a single voter from doing it right and putting it in the mail. Beef up criminal penalties for election fraud. Well, that only affects people who commit election fraud. Make it a state crime to vote in Texas and in another state on the same day. Well, there you go. How does that restrict you from voting unless you're committing fraud? Create a new crime for vote harvesting, defined as interacting with one or more voters in connection with a ballot, a vote-by-mail ballot, or application to vote by mail with the intention to deliver votes for a specific candidate or measure. We know from the Politiqueros that they were prosecuted and some pled guilty, and this woman in San Antonio that Project Veritas uncovered and documented, that this has become a full-time business, or at least a part-time business in a lot of parts of the state. It's illegal. They violate the laws that are already on the books. Prohibit local officials from sending out vote-by-mail applications unless requested by a specific voter. I'm okay with that. Again, it does not stop a single voter from requesting an application, does it? Creates an expedited court process for complaints of election or voting impropriety before Election Day. How in the world does this restrict a voter or suppress a vote? Not at all. Speed the distribution of death certificates to local and state voting officials. The only way that suppresses votes is if you're intending to cast a vote in the name of someone else who is deceased. But of course, Lucy Baines Johnson, you know, the old LBJ family, head of the Texas Right to Vote deal, who said it's an affront to the Voting Rights Act. In the 60s, my father saw measures like, but your father was a chief of election fraud and cheating. Indisputed history, Lucy Baines Johnson. In the 60s, my father saw measures like poll taxes and literacy tests for what they were. Yeah, and whose party did they come from? The one your father belonged to and the one you belong to now? Never from Republicans. Never. Anyway, she says these measures are different tactics, but the goal is the same, to deny access to the ballot by certain groups of people. And all those things the bill did, was there one thing in there that makes it harder to vote? No, but they don't care. Herschel Walker, the football legend, had a lot of really good things to say about this, and I'm going to switch back to that after the break and come back with those matters. I was going to let you know some more legislative news right now. The Scorecard reporting that on Tuesday, several bills that would punish localities for defunding law enforcement were considered in the Texas House and Ways and Means Committee. You got Morgan Myers' bill 2438, and there were some other bills too. HB 3021 by Dwayne Burns of Cleburne. And there's some other things, similar bills. The bills were discussed. They're still left pending in committee on that issue. That's a big red meat issue that the governor got behind. And I'm not going to get to that stilted reporting. Of course, you expect the stilted reporting on pro-life issues. We'll get back to Herschel Walker's wise words on these voting integrity bills, voter integrity bills, election integrity bills, when we return on Pratt on Texas.
Pratt on Texas continues after this.
An important message about protecting life from Elizabeth and Dustin Burroughs.
Did you hear that 23 cities in Texas have now outlawed abortion? If they can do it, why hasn't Lubbock?
Well, Lubbock can. We have a chance to protect life on May 1st by becoming the next sanctuary city for the unborn.
I'm just shocked that Lubbock isn't already a sanctuary for life.
Well, that's why Senator Charles Perry, myself, and many pro-life advocates supported a City of Lubbock election on May 1st.
It seems we must defend the unborn in Lubbock, so what else can we do?
Well, we all have to show up to vote on May 1st. We have to pass this ordinance.
We in Lubbock know the value of life.
That's why Elizabeth and I are proud to join so many churches, pastors, and other people of faith in supporting this election on May 1st. You can learn more on my website at burrows4tx.com. That's burrows, the number 4, tx.com. God bless you. God bless the unborn. And please go vote for life on May 1st. Political ad paid for by Burrows for Texas.
I did have fun going to the dentist in Costa Rica a few years ago. On the serious side, my best quote at home for only a few things was more than double what our entire trip cost, including airfare, hotels, dining, everything. I had the emergency items done and ended up having a mouthful of old fillings redone too. Then Isabel did the same. All of it cost us less than half of local quotes for just the crowns I needed. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and dental care by clicking the banner at PrattonTexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun. It gets skin cracking dry and allergy driving dusty on the high ground of Texas. Heart heating and AC can help make your home and your life cleaner and more comfortable. Heart heating and AC are experts at improving your comfort with whole home humidity control, UV light filtration, and a host of services that make your home healthier and happier. Stop the suffering and take it to Heart. Heart heating and AC. Get healthier and happier. HART heatingandac.com, serving the entire Lubbock region. Licensed DACLA 1229 OE.
Welcome to the show, where Juan Seguin, Sam Houston, and the Alamo are revered equally as Washington, Jefferson, and Concord. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. As promised, Herschel Walker has some wise words on all this leftist ginned-up controversy over simply tightening up the rules and laws already in place on elections. Herschel Walker, corporations and voter ID critics should help minorities obtain photo IDs to vote. Yeah, if it's a real problem, Just the News is Nicholas Ballasy reporting. Football legend Herschel Walker says large corporations and activists who oppose the new Georgia election law should help minorities obtain photo IDs for voting instead of complaining about the issue time in and time out. It's funny. Major League Baseball made all that about it, and then they moved the All-Star game to a state that has much more restrictive rules than Georgia and requires voter ID already. Herschel said, look, and we all know this is true, he said, my grandfather today, if he were alive, would be 117 years old. He had a driver's license. Walker said that in a virtual discussion organized by Delaware's Wilmington Public Library. Quote, we're in a modern time today, and people don't have an ID. And then I say, you know, what's so strange about it is I have all these companies that are coming out, putting it down. They don't have ID. People don't have an ID. He's talking about American Airlines and others. Why don't these companies then that have been talking so much that want to do that, why don't they help Herschel Walker to help these people who don't have an ID get an ID? Meaning whatever we have to do, whether we have to get buses, whether we have to get other things, whether we have to go fill out the paperwork and help them get an ID and not keep complaining about it time in and time out, because I believe in empowering people. In today's world, you have to have an ID to do anything. You know, you have certain companies that you need an ID to even get in their offices. Yeah, American Airlines requires you to have IDs, don't they, to get on a flight? He said, but yet they say something different. And so I said, and I believe in empowering people, meaning that let me help you get to where you want to get to. He was asked about his opposition to a bill introduced in Congress that would create a federal commission to study providing reparations for slavery. He said, I believe in teaching a man to fish rather than giving him a fish. That's right. That's the biblical instruction. You're not helping people by giving them a handout. You're just keeping them dependent upon somebody. Yes, in immediate need, we give handouts. It's the most generous society in the world. But you don't want to put people on that for a lifetime. You're supposed to teach a man to fish so that he can have the dignity. Not only the dignity, but then the future success of actually being productive. He's being courted, Herschel Walker is, to run in Georgia for U.S. Senate in 2022. He said, look, what about all these activist groups and civil rights organizations that get millions of dollars in contributions from these corporations? Shouldn't they be using that money for job training and scholarship programs for minority communities? He said, has anyone on this call ever seen any of that money? Have you known of anyone that's given that money to start a scholarship program or start work training or anything to help in the communities? So I said, why are we not holding these people to account first, then building places where people can go to work, building it so it can be a safer environment, building so they can be educated? That's the point. They're all mostly Democrat front groups, and Herschel Walker understands it. They get tons of money, and they have these offices staffed by people, and they're always putting out press releases, I get, and all of this. What are they actually doing with this, any of this money to help people? They're building power for themselves and political power for their friends. But it's right. If y'all are so worried about ID, first of all, we've gone through this in Texas, and that was such a big lie. I mean, you're talking about a statistically insignificant number of people who don't have ID, and we made it free for them to go get it. If that's your concern, help them go get it, because they're going to need it for a ton of other things in life, including applying for all these government benefits you Democrats want them to have. But no, y'all just want to gripe. And the fact is, voter ID is really, when we polled, remember in Texas, before the Dems had a chance to go do their big problem with their big propaganda effort, that every women, men, however you broke it up in minority groups, whatever, when we polled, when the voter ID issue was in Texas, a vast majority of everybody was for it because they understand why. Uh-huh. By the way, in the House, the House Speaker, there's one headline today at the Texas Tribune, Texas House Speaker backs expanding Medicaid to cover mothers for a year after they give birth. Any expansion of Medicaid is an expansion of Obamacare. Now, some of the conservative groups said, oh, he's out doing that. Okay, this is very limited. They're talking about expanding the Medicaid coverage for a year after giving birth because of postpartum depression and other problems that experts have said come on after the cutoff date. It was part of a big list of healthcare things. The speaker called a press conference yesterday. He had Representative James Frank and a whole bunch of others there, and they lined out their healthcare stuff. Even the pieces out there point out it's going to be hard to get this passed because a lot of people understand you're just signing us up for more federal obligation and paperwork. But, you know, it's not a complete sellout. It's not the greatest thing in the world, but we'll see. And by the way, how about this? I mentioned earlier, but, you know, the media always covers it. It's never pro-life or saving babies. It's restrictions on abortion. Well, abortion should be restricted. It's the murdering of an innocent human being for the convenience of the living, of the parent, the one of the parents. They don't even consult the other that makes up half the DNA. A week after state Senate approved abortion restrictions, fight turns to Texas House. Big piece in The Statesman by Lindell. And, you know, after the Senate approved a slate of bills to ban or restrict abortion, the fight shifted to the House yesterday where a committee began work on similar bills. And, you know, they get all upset about it and all that good stuff. Unless you're a liberal pro-abortion so-called Republican like Joe Strauss, I think the answer to this stuff should be, yeah, of course we want to restrict abortion. It's the killing of babies. Some of these bills, ban it, the fetal heartbeat bill, that's a really important one. Limit them to using the drugs after a certain amount of time to induce an abortion. There are several of these heartbeat bills combined with other bills. But, of course, the press coverage restricting a woman's right to choose abortion. Well, good. Who has the right to murder an innocent person? That's never been the case. By the way, a proposal moving through the legislature could place a cap on the cost of insulin and insulin supplies under the insurance stuff for copays. It would be cap them at $50 per 30-day supply. It's a bill from James Tallarico of Round Rock, a Democrat, House Bill 40, and it's co-authored by a majority, 101 state reps, so it looks like that'll probably get through, and it just puts the insurance stuff where we regulate insurers to an insulin copay cap at $50 per 30-day supply. That's House Bill 40, still pending in committee, but it has been discussed. And they did pass that bill of Landgraf from Odessa, in the House anyway, to create an active shooter alert system in memory of the Midland Odessa shooting victims. I read all the stories. As I said earlier, this is an example of where we're crying wolf with so many alerts that it's not helpful. And the problem with this is, who has time for this? I mean, how many of these things have been so long and go over such a long period? Is it really worth the money? You know, they've got the emotional testimony of somebody who was there at an intersection or something and had the phone in the hand. And if they'd gotten the alert, they would have taken cover and some people got killed. I understand that. But, you know, these type of situations, it's just, it's almost statistically, almost doesn't exist that one of these situations lasts long enough for anybody to determine what it really is and get an alert out. I just think this is that kind of grandstanding, sort of like the cell phones now being illegal to use. How many times has that reduced that? Just this morning, Isabel and I taking a walk, multiple people. At lunch, multiple people driving beside us, one of them weaving in and out of the lane the whole way. on the phone. Hadn't changed behavior at all. I think Landgraf's thing is, you know, it's to please these constituents, but I think it's just a dumb idea, and I think we've got too many of these alerts. But in this case, again, how is it actually practical? I don't think it is. Governor Abbott's issued a statement supporting HJR 4 and HB 20 for the Damon Allen Act. It's a bail reform measure. The DPS trooper Allen, who was killed by somebody let out on a $15,000 bond despite having previous convictions for assaulting a public servant. That's a bill that needs to pass. And with the HJR, that probably means it's a constitutional amendment thing we'll all get to vote on. Back in a moment.
Stay in the saddle. Pratt on Texas will be right back.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
You've never been one to look back or tolerate excuses, and you won't start now. A new year is dawning, a fresh start, and together, we'll do what only Texas can, lead the way for the world. So here's to the entrepreneurs, and to 2021, the year of the comeback. Vista Bank, entrepreneurs banking entrepreneurs since 1912.
At Las Brisas, you'll only savor the highest quality with chicken being all natural and hormone-free. The same for the exclusive Meijer Natural Angus Beef, as well as Snake River Farms American Kobe-style beef and pork. Seafood lovers, you'll find the same with Verlasso salmon and other seafood being fresh and all natural. The fresh Chilean sea bass is the real thing, not farm-raised fish that's neither Chilean or sea bass. Enjoy authentic, fresh, superbly delicious meat and seafood at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse.
From the statehouse to the courthouse, they know Pratt's watching. Here he comes with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush, quote, seriously considering, end quote, run for attorney general. And he's going on like all these liberal Republicans who throw all the conservatives under the bus when nothing's been proven. There's no evidence that shows up. Says there have been some serious allegations levied against the current attorney general. Personally, I think top law enforcement official of Texas needs to be above reproach. Well, P, what about all that stuff that, look, you got to understand, he's a liberal Republican. The press knows it's a Republican state, so it's sort of like the John McCain syndrome. They did a lot of cover for P. Bush. They didn't cover it very heavily like they would a conservative because they know he's better than what might replace him as land commissioner, and that was coming up to a primary election where he was going to be challenged a few years ago. Well, we're in the same, here's what will happen. They won't say much about it because they want to get a liberal Republican in there as attorney general. And then after it's over, of course, they'll decimate Bush when the Republicans put up their person. What will they decimate him over? Well, all the mishandling of the Alamo stuff, the controversy with that. But more importantly, remember, this is the guy who got caught because his own, remember, all this stuff at the AG's office is just allegations and it's supposedly staff whistleblowers. Well, remember his own staff whistleblowers in the Land Commission that sent their own internal audit out and leaked it to the press because he was personally from the top suppressing it until after the primary election, which he was on the ballot, that was extremely critical of their use of money and running these outside quasi-government committees and stuff and involved with the Alamo. Remember those allegations of people wanting to be on the committee and they were told they've got to put up $1 million or whatever for the project to even be considered. Remember, he squashed these people. You never heard much on that, did you? It's the Strauss syndrome or the McCain syndrome. The press knows it's a Republican state, so they'll give a little cover as if the guy's a Democrat because they know it's the best they'll get. But, of course, after if he were to get the nomination, it would be later, when it comes time for the fall, it would be nothing but stories about, God, this guy's running on integrity and being above reproach. Look what he did. We'll see if anybody ever actually handles this, that big cover-up. It was in the mainstream press. It was just soft pedal for the most part. And it's so funny because the parallels here, agency staffers and everything else. How in the world, P. Bush? You act like a Democrat. You think we're stupid and that we're not going to remember something. We'll remember it. And let me just tell you again, just like McCain, who always got fooled and thought the press loved him. They loved him when he was out attacking Republicans. They'll love you, P. Bush, because you're a moderate liberal Republican. They'll love you when you're going after a dyed-in-the-wool anti-liberal conservative Attorney General Ken Paxton. They'll love you till after that primary's over, and then come the fall, you're going to have every bit of this dirty laundry from your office up there, and it's going to make you look like the worst hypocrite in the world because it's the same kind of stuff. By the way, kudos to Abilene's Mayor Anthony Williams. Brian Bethel had a piece in Abilene Reporter News. I told you that the council in Abilene was looking at the taxpayer-subsidized hotel again. The lead sentence in the Reporter News story, Mayor Anthony Williams on Thursday said a feasibility study will be required for the city's downtown hotel in the wake of global pandemic. He told the council, we did have a feasibility study about the project that made a lot of sense when it was done, but moving forward, we're not looking at the same study. It wouldn't make any sense at all. He said another one's needed. He said that he thinks a hotel will be built, but he said one thing we committed to even back in 2016 is that if we're going to be fiscally responsible in regard that we're going to be fiscally responsible. There's nothing responsible, though, about forcing people by compelling them to pay taxes and to pay for something that is really for, well, they'll never use. This, it's just a moral problem with this subsidizing hotel projects. But he said, look, we got to look at this even through the global pandemic. We got to look at it because that's right. The hospitality industry's changed. The meeting business has changed. You got a guy in the White House that and officials who want to keep us in some form of lockdown mode forever. So anyway, they say nothing's changed so far. It's still in place. But what's happened has been a pause, a reset. We need to look at it again. And that's right. I still think it's wrong just to do these things, but oh well. So there you have it. Now, President Biden or Un-President Biden or whatever. By the way, what's this deal? Biden made Kamala Harris, the vice president, the head of the border deal. And she it's the biggest crisis. It dominates even the liberal press all the time now. It's so bad. Has she made it to the border yet? She's done nothing except laugh about it when questioned about it. Isn't that funny? Biden puts her in charge of it. Has she been to the border? Is she doing anything? No. Because they don't care. This is all part of the destabilization plan. Now Biden's calling gun violence a public health epidemic. It's not a... I'm sorry. Guns don't infect people, you morons on the left. And he's issuing a bunch of executive orders. He says that none of these will impact or affect the Second Amendment, which is ridiculous. He had a deal in the Rose Garden saying, enough, enough, enough. He called Congress to stop what he called an epidemic of gun violence. Where's the actual epidemic of gun violence? First of all, it's not an epidemic because it's not catching from one person to another. It's just lawlessness. It's primarily in Democrat-led, run, controlled urban areas like Chicago and the rising rate in Houston. That's where it is. The guns don't infect people. He wants to get rid of the Protection and Lawful Commerce Act so that, in other words, they say, oh, it won't affect your Second Amendment. Yes, it is. Every bit of this. Red flag laws, national standard, that's a way to just make sure that any lefty anywhere can make an allegation and then without any evidence or due process have your Second Amendment rights taken away. That's a big part of it. And this lawful commerce thing's just the end run. To make it so expensive to be in the firearms business, you basically can't be in the business anymore. You won't be able to be insured because you're going to be facing civil liability for anybody using a gun in an illegal manner. It's absolutely no different than saying that if someone misuses, not from a defect, but misuses a vehicle to run people over, which has happened many times, that you can sue General Motors or Ford or whomever. And you know how the jury awards will be in these cases. What about the guys, the multiple people that have used pressure cookers as bombs? Does that mean the manufacturer of pressure cookers should be liable for when somebody do that? Well, it's different, Robert. A gun's only meant to kill somebody. No, a gun's meant for self-defense. When people go out and commit a crime, that has nothing to do with the firearm or the ammunition. It's not a disease. It doesn't infect your brain and rewire your brain and make you go out and do something. It's an inanimate object, and this is, oh, it won't affect the Second Amendment. Sure it will. They can say all day on paper you have a right to possess a firearm, but if you can't get one because nobody can be in the business of making them, it's the same result. They understand that. That's where they're going. Look, it's no different than all these left-wing tyrannies around the world and the communist countries that had all these statements of human rights and they had constitutions. You know, they had, just like the UN has, stronger statements on these protections to free speech and freedom of conscience and freedom of religion. They had this stuff more than even the Western democracies. But they were meaningless. They were meaningless. And that's exactly what they're looking at doing. They'll be able to say all day, well, sure, you have a right to have a gun. Of course, you can't get one. Only the multimillionaires and billionaires would ever be able to navigate things enough to get one. So it's just more of the same. So don't be fooled, folks. And they keep calling it a background check loophole. There's no background check loophole. If you're commercially selling firearms at a gun show or anything, you have to do the background check. What they're saying is that they want to make it illegal for you to even hand your firearm to your son when you're hunting or to your buddy. Oh, I want to shoot that gun. That looks pretty good. Yeah, sure, shoot my gun. Then it's illegal. Some don't. Think I'm lying. This is what some states that are run by Democrats have already done. It's insanity. They're coming for your guns. They're just going to do it in the background way because they know the media is never going to explain it to you because they're all a bunch of leftists too. And it's that simple. An end run around things so that you actually, it's so frustrating you can't get a gun in this country. So then what's it matter? They can become Second Amendment supporters all of a sudden too. Oh yeah, everybody ought to have a gun. Let's get rid of all licensing and everything. Of course, there are not any to buy because we've made sure with our trial lawyer friends there are no gun manufacturers left. Back in a moment.
We're talking Texas. More after this.
Do you operate commercial property, food service facility, multifamily, or rental housing? Gafford Pest Control is the leader in keeping commercial and rental properties clean and bug-free. Gafford Pest Control's commercial expertise ranges from office settings to sensitive areas such as hospitals and daycare, including audited facilities such as food processing and manufacturing. Keep your business safe and clean with the proven professionals at Gafford Pest Control. Call 792-4292.
Need help getting customers to find your business online? Need a social media marketing plan that gets executed on time? Jemully Media, a West Texas-based specialist, can help. JEMULLY.com. Jemully creates fabulous websites. They live to tell your story online. Jemully helps with Google advertising, SEO, blogging, and much more. Get in touch with them. JEMULLY.com. Jemully Media helps customers find your business online. Deal with proven local specialists. Learn more at JEMULLY.com.
An important message about protecting life from Elizabeth and Dustin Burroughs.
Did you hear that 23 cities in Texas have now outlawed abortion? If they can do it, why hasn't Lubbock?
Well, Lubbock can. We have a chance to protect life on May 1st by becoming the next sanctuary city for the unborn.
I'm just shocked that Lubbock isn't already a sanctuary for life.
Well, that's why Senator Charles Perry, myself, and many pro-life advocates supported a City of Lubbock election on May 1st.
It seems we must defend the unborn in Lubbock, so what else can we do?
Well, we all have to show up to vote on May 1st. We have to pass this ordinance.
We in Lubbock know the value of life.
That's why Elizabeth and I are proud to join so many churches, pastors, and other people of faith in supporting this election on May 1st. You can learn more on my website at burrows4tx.com. That's burrows4tx.com. God bless you, God bless the unborn, and please go vote for life on May 1st. Political ad paid for by Burroughs for Texas.
It's Texas that matters most on Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your Texan-in-Chief, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back. In one of the big lefty San Antonio press outlets, Abbott's big thing was called political theater, and then the piece goes on to lie and lie, for example, claims that, where was Abbott on compassion for these children under Trump's family separation? And I went and found some of the press reports and sent it to him, saying that was going on under Obama and even before Obama. It was going on because of a federal court ruling that the government agreed to, because you have to do this and find out if these are really family members. We have lots of evidence of these, a lot of times, these kids being rented out or just used by smugglers. So what happened? Abbott went to San Antonio and demanded the government shut down a youth facility at Freeman Coliseum. This is from the Express News. Abbott called on the federal government to shut down the temporary facility housing migrant children, I mean illegal alien children, at the Freeman Coliseum on Wednesday, saying two state agencies had received several complaints alleging child abuse and neglect. Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the Department of Family and Protective Services each received separate tips. And Wednesday morning, Abbott called a news conference in front of the Coliseum. He said more than one person who's the complaints came from more than one person who's been at the facility. Complaints allege, we don't know if they're true, but the complaints allege that some children had been sexually assaulted, that the facility was understaffed, some children were not getting meals throughout the day, and that children testing positive for COVID were not separated from the other kids. Well, that fits what we know all over. As of Monday, there are about 1,370 boys ages 13 to 17. So when you hear children, we're not talking about little kids. We're talking about where it could be youth on youth sexual behavior. Who knows? San Antonio officials who visited last week said they didn't see any signs of neglect and that they're fed regularly. You got Bexar County Commissioner Rebecca Clay Flores. And she and their staff, they've been volunteering there. And she said, I've spoken directly with many wonderful, beautiful young men in the facility. Oh, they're illegal aliens. They may be wonderful and beautiful. So the kids were happy. Oh, so you know all of them. You know if there's abuse going on at night when you're not there. As for the child abuse allegations, she said, now those do need to be investigated. And the San Antonio Mayor Nirenberg agreed. So if their allegations are true, we need to do it. And Abbott directed the Department of Public Safety and Texas Rangers, which are a unit of the Department of Public Safety, to investigate. And he said this is a byproduct of Biden's open border policy and the lack of planning for the fallout from those disastrous policies. That's right. But the woman there, the commissioner, Clay Flores, says housing the children at the facility is not a political issue. Wait a minute. I thought you Democrats were the ones always talking about it as a political issue. Children do not choose what country they are born into, or if they are born into the north or south of the border. She said, children in the facility, she said, are dreaming of a better tomorrow. We're here to open our doors. See how this works? Okay, well, so that means that every child in the world just has a right to come into the United States? Just come here because, well, they don't have a choice where they were born? This is the shallow, heartstring-tugging stupidity we get from these leftists all the time. We have national borders. We have national sovereignty. None of us are responsible for where we're born. I wonder if she support. I wonder if she's anti-abortion and pro-life. I mean, shouldn't a child doesn't have any choice over how it was made? I mean, remember, they always want these exceptions for rape and incest. As horrible as those things are, the baby is a independent, unique DNA living being. It's not responsible for how it was made. Do we really have a right to go murder it? By the way, number of kids alone at the border hits all-time high in March. That out from the Associated Propagandist, of all people. Migrant apprehensions jumped 72% in 1 month, up 450% from last March. Bob Price reporting at Breitbart. That's from government statistics. Border Patrol agents in the month of March alone took in 168,195 illegal aliens. 276 migrants, meaning illegal aliens, apprehended in two groups crossing the border into Texas, also by Bob Price. This just in the Rio Grande Valley border sector. That's right, near Roma on Tuesday. They saw a large group. They got them. There were 121 people there and 24 unaccompanied minors. And out by, there was another group in Rio Grande City. Agents encountered a group of 131. 28 unaccompanied alien children in that. Four single adults. 276 total were taken to these facilities. Drones lead to arrest of 450 hiding illegal aliens near border in Texas. Also from Bob Price at Breitbart, Texas. The rest of the media doesn't want to report this stuff. Small unmanned aircraft systems, the drones, found 450 in the past 2 weeks. And there's a video tweeted out by the Del Rio Sector Border Chief Agent. Scaro is his name, S-K-E-R-O, shows a group of migrants running through the brush. They hunker down to avoid detection, and the drones are catching them. I mean, this it's massive numbers of people coming over the border. And I love it when people, well, our schools need more money. I don't want to be in crowded classrooms. What do you think this stuff does? People come here and they tax all of the resources. That doesn't mean our legal immigration, even under Trump, is the most generous in planet Earth. And we're a small country compared to places like China and India. These Europeans that are always tugging at the heartstrings, they have extremely restrictive immigration laws. So do the Latin American countries, by the way. I know. I've looked into it many times. And they enforce theirs and they deport you. That includes Mexico. This is insanity. It's just insanity. By the way, the Attorney General Paxton filed a lawsuit against the Biden officials saying they're breaking federal immigration law. They're illegally declining to take custody of those who were subject to deportation when they come out of our prisons. And that's happening. They don't want any of them. They want to leave the lawbreakers out on the street. It's just amazing. Well, we're not amazed by it, but it's awful. Switching to an update on the blackouts, ERCOT has its first preliminary report out, the Chronicle reporting out of this, out of their Washington Bureau for some reason. The massive loss in power generation during the Texas blackout in February was caused primarily by power plants freezing up under historically cold conditions. By the way, they never separate out the wind power from a traditional power plant in this, but we know that that's where most of the freeze-ups were, although some of the other plants may have been. 54% of the loss of power stemmed from weather-related issues at power plants. Remember, the wind turbines are a power plant. 12% only was due to lack of fuel. And this is what they got into, was that the report offered cover for natural gas companies, which, of course, the libs who want to get rid of fossil fuels have been saying, well, look at that. It's not our wind power. It's those plants. Well, it turns out that was actually a small amount of it. It was a small amount of it. In fact, one of the CEO of Hunt Energy Network, an energy storage company serving on this commission, said that it looks to me the largest category is a power plant weatherization issue, and that needs to be addressed. It didn't explain, the report did, the discrepancy between estimates for outages caused by natural gas shortages. Yeah, but notice they didn't bother to tell you that the report didn't differentiate between where the freeze-ups were, traditional power plants versus wind energy. Uh-huh. Funny how the reporting doesn't do that, but we'll get to the gas stuff. Oh, because we'd hate fossil fuels. We gotta point out it didn't separate that out. 14% of lost generation came from equipment failures unrelated to weather. Only 4% were due to transmission problems. So most of this was just power plants. And again, all that wind power on the grid, most of any state they've been bragging about, those are considered power plants, and that's where most of the freeze-up was. By the way, city-owned utility, CPS Energy in San Antonio, going to give people that had a power loss more than 24 hours a one-time billing credit this month. They're trying to buy favor from bills could be reduced from $8 to more than $100. They say they still won't be happy what they went through the experience. We're just trying to help. Except you get down there and you read in this Express News story, despite efforts it incurred in the expenses, CPS is likely to seek a rate hike in the near future because of the financial shock. So how about you just hold on to the money and not raise people's energy so much? No, that's not what's going to happen. That's it, my friends. All we have time for today. Long live liberty. Long live Texas. And we'll hope you'll be listening to us on the radio on 19 April. Adios, mis amigos.
Hey now, Robert Campbell with Campbell Containers out here on I-20 between Abilene and Clyde. Our yard is always open, so you can stop in and check out our inventory. Each container for sale has a little orange price tag on the door. I told my wife the other day we might make one into a little mother-in-law apartment, you know, that you can put out behind the house. I'm gonna call it the Contain Her.
Robert.
It locks from the outside.
Robert.